Mignola on the road tonight against the Hawks of Ankeny in this sub-state semifinal round. The winner goes to Urbandale, playing with the bases loaded. Kind of a check swing right past first, or right past the pitcher. Going to be a close play at first. Leg beats
safe.
It out.
He is safe
at first. Then Gavin Legg with an RBI infield single. Puts Mignola up 1-0. Just kind of a check swing there by Legg, but it's enough to get by Greece on the pitching mound. He dove for it. Patton charged and threw, but Legg's too fast. And Mignola scores the game's first run. The 3-1. Bases loaded. Two outs, top of the first. Low and in the dirt, and they walk home a run. And the 0-1. Line drive out in right field, and it falls down for a base hit. One run will score. The throw comes in. Second one being waved around. Throw to the plate is not in time. Two-run single for Noah Johnston, and it's 4-0 Mignola here in the top of the first. All of this happening with two outs. And the 3-2, nobody out here in the top of the second. High fly ball out to right center field, and that one looks to be going for a while. It's all the way to the wall. Stecker digs around second. He's going to be held there. One run will come in. Two runs will come in. Stecker digging for third. The throw comes in there, but the third run comes in. They get Stecker, but it's a bases clearing double for Casey Stecker, and it's 7-3 Mignola. The 0-2 to Rockhold.
There it
is. Ground ball and threw out to left field. An 0-2. Two-out hit, and drives in a run for Luke Rockhold, and Legg scores from third, and Mignola adds insurance 8-5. And Caden Ritchie trying to get out of a jam. The 3-2. Called strike three, and a big one for Caden Ritchie. Gets the first out in his relief appearance, second out of the inning. Bases loaded. Two outs, the 0-2 from Ritchie. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Strikeout, and Mignola escapes the sixth inning, leading 8-5. Ritchie with the 2-0 to DeBrower. Fly ball.
Should be it.
Shallow center. Lake goes out. Rockhold comes in and makes the catch. And Mignola advances to the sub-state final game with an 8-5 win on the road at Ankeny.